Hey, it's Playhouse 194, the number one hit music station. Gosh, some of my favorite, like, seasonal 194 things are currently underway. So tomorrow, 194, once again, secured that very first spot in line to meet Santa over at Shields. He's going to be there tomorrow, 4 to 8. We're going to be broadcasting live, hanging out with Santa. Going to announce the first kid in line here in a couple of minutes on the Playhouse. So that's pretty fun. All the details at 194.com. But think of that. Like, you think of a prize and you think of, like, Secret Sound, you're getting that $1,000 check. Can you even put a price on getting to skip to the front of line and your kid not having to wait a second? You're just putting your butt right on Santa's lap. That is a prize.
That is amazing. Yes. I mean, kicking off, you know, holiday season and all that type of stuff. So that lucky kiddo, it's going to have so much. It's going to be so exciting.
It is a priceless gift.
It is so priceless. Santa Claus, you get to sit on his lap. And you know what? I always do it too, though. I still have to ask Santa every time for my Christmas present.
Now, does he do good by you?
I always make the naughty list.
Yeah.
I'm always on the naughty list. I try to be good, but it just I never make it. But I still ask, and he's still super friendly to me every single time.
But then kind of in that same vein, seasonal kids, you check out 194.com, and it's only been live for less than 24 hours, and we already got a couple of pages here of kids. 194's Baby New Year. We've done this for years, but basically what we're looking for is some of the cutest babies, kids under two, in Fargo, Moorhead, to find one. They'll be the face of the station, at least for January, to ring off the new year. And you go ahead and submit yourself at 194.com. There's a couple of prizes for this. So the grand prize, not just getting $350, but also pink tickets. So it doesn't say, you know, whether you celebrated with pink or blue when that kid was born, you're getting pink tickets.
That's awesome, too. Yeah, pink. Pink is coming to the Fargo Dome again. Everybody's super excited for that. So make sure you submit that adorable little baby picture at Y94.com. I guess kids under two? Is that what you said?
Kids under two.
Kids under two.
I believe that's what I saw in them rules on the website.
What if I dress up, because I want some pink tickets and $350, what if I dress up as a baby?
You're joking, but we've gotten that before.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we've absolutely
no way.
The pictures do go through an approval process. Also, we do plenty of contests for your cat. We do plenty of contests for your dog on this radio station. This is for human children.
This is for babies. These are for little kids.
Y94 does March Catness. There's your cats. We just did Doggist in August. That was fun. That's for dogs. This is for human children.
Right. We do the Halloween costume contest, all kinds of things for adults. You don't need to dress up. I was totally kidding. I didn't know people actually do that.
No, is that we got some provocative pictures one year from the same guy. It was weird.
Oh, that is kind of weird. Very creepy. Very creepy.
Yeah, it was something different. But pulling the TRQ, totally random question out of the box, totally random questions. And today's TRQ. What is your most interesting lost it or found it story? What is your most interesting lost it or found it story? So maybe you lost something, it was gone forever, and then you found it again. Or maybe you found something super cool. You ever lost or find something, Joel D., found?
Well, you know, I keep all my little kid things. Like, I have toys and all that type of stuff. And it's one of those things where, like, it's at my parents' house somewhere. Sure. So, like, you're like, I thought I packed that in a tote. And I moved it around, and couldn't find it. And now I'm just finding all these things because my parents are going through stuff, too. So I have all kinds of treasures from when I'm a kid. Like, everything from, like, stuffed animals to micro machines to Ninja Turtle to Power Rangers. So I just keep finding all these little treasures. So it's like the best thing ever. It's like you just relive your childhood for a hot second, and then you put it back in the tote that you found it back in.
After like 10 minutes of playing.
After, yeah, you got to play with it for a little bit, of course.
Hey, cowabunga, dude. Yeah.
Cowabunga.
What is your lost it, found it story? Either you found something pretty cool or you lost something where you're like, oh my God, where is this? 237, it's your text 35270, 194.
I get up, I get down.
We go.
Good morning. Playhouse of the morning. 194, totally random question. What is your most interesting lost or found story? You lost or found something. Hello.
Yeah, I found a bottle washed up at the ocean. And not only was there a note in there, but the guys who wrote the note sent us $100 for finding the bottle washed up at the beach.
That is really cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So was the note just like, let me know if you find this? Or was it, what did it say?
It was some drunk ramblings, kind of these two guys are out on the boat, and they were kind of getting at each other, basically drinking this bottle of wine. Hey, I'm going to write this note, and put it in the bottle, and dropped it off the edge of the boat, and said, I'm making a bet with this guy that whoever finds this note, I'm going to send him $100. And
cool.
We found it.
That's so crazy. When you said it was drunk ramblings, I was like, okay, are we talking about a bottle out of the ocean or Amy Kay's sock drawer?
Nope, just some little tipsy guys out at sea.
That's funny. That I love that they like narrated their situation. Like, well, let's throw it in the water, see what happens.
Yeah, let's just see what comes of this right here. That's kind of cool, though. And then actually somebody gives you $100 for it.
Yeah, you actually scored like a finder's fee.
Yeah, I want a finder's fee for finding things.
Jeez, are you seeing some people like, oh yeah, I lost or I found some kind of interesting?
Somebody said they found a factory sealed Super Mario Brothers 1 in their mom's dresser. She bought it for him when he was 8 years old, and I already had it, so she never gave it to me. Best find ever. I feel like that's probably worth some money.
It probably
it's still
is,
factory
yeah.
sealed. Yeah. And then somebody said I was playing hide and seek. And on a friend's street, decided to jump into the neighbor's trash can, which seemed to be empty. We were 12, and I found some very risque photos that I kept as a child. I feel like that's a, I mean, I don't know. Like, that's a, as a 12-year-old, that might be a pretty classic find. That's
not. I guess so.
That's not a bad find. Somebody else, too, with a random beach thing. While we were camping, found a World War II French bonnet? How you say that?
Beret, maybe?
Whatever. Yeah, like, I think it's like the thing you put on the end of a gun, maybe.
Yeah.
However that works. Yeah, whatever it is. Something like that. Yeah.
And what is that thing you found or you lost? Kind of interesting.
So I had this locket that I got from my grandmother that I wore on my wedding. And after my wedding day, I could not find it for the life of me. Like, through two moves, going through boxes, I just couldn't find it. And then just recently on my, I was unpacking some more boxes that were in storage. And it was like in a random box of t-shirts, of like old t-shirts. I have no idea how it got there, how long it's been there. But it was like the biggest relief of my life. I've been searching for it for like 5 years.
So it's kind of random. It just magically pops up all of a sudden.
I cried. I was so happy.
What's that thing? You lost it, you found it. It's like the craziest lost or found story you have. 237, it's text 35270. I wake up in the morning.
This is my reality. They make mornings a lot more bearable. Trust us.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse. This is my
reality. How do they have so much energy? I wake up in the morning.
Y94. Last Y94, the totally random question, your most interesting lost or found story. Hello.
Then fiance's engagement ring, which was, by the way, the diamond my grandmother gave us.
Oh, no.
Was lost because we had a housewarming party when we moved in together, and it was gone for a whole week, and I thought mom was lost. I didn't even have the heart to tell my grandma or my mom. And a whole week, but I just decided, you know, one last thing. I'm going to look in the garbage that I had in front of away. It was about a week later, and it was at the bottom of the garbage pail underneath the bag. I have no idea how it got there.
Like, fell off the finger while changing a bag or something? Or, I mean, it is, it's a random place to have found it, but thank goodness you found it.
Yeah, that's a super random place to find it.
If you didn't go out with the garbage, that would be not ideal.
That would be the worst part. It'd be like, no. Would you go to like the actual dump, though, and look for it then?
No, like a ring. You're not going to find that.
You don't think? What if you get a metal detector, you start finding all kinds of treasures out there?
You might find a Rolex off an arms or something. But
this is true, too.
You're not going to be finding that ring.
You can't come to the dump and do that with a metal detector. Just dump what you came here to dump.
Well, find some stuff. Any other people are like, oh, I got lost it. I got a found it story.
Yeah, somebody said they corrected it. First it said I puked at a gas station is what I was like, wait, okay. And then they corrected it. I pulled up to a gas station and there was an RV parked off to the side. I noticed something right outside their door, went over to find a huge wad of $100 bills rolled up in a rubber band, like a softball size. I knocked on their door and gave it back to them, and they gave me a $100 finder's fee. They seemed excited for the $100 finder fee in the text. I feel like that's a Breaking Bad episode, right? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it seems a little bit.
Yeah, that's an RV, and it was a softball size $100 bill.
Kind of make you, well, I don't know if you'd want to even just, you just roll with that? It seems like something I'd like to have.
I'd just be like, I found this and it looks like it's the size of a golf ball. I don't know what happened to the rest of it.
All right, celebrity sizzler momentarily, including Adam Sandler, giving a pretty good acceptance speech, except he's not the one that wrote it. It was his kids. That and the sizzler also get an award. Our very first spot in line to see Santa at Shields tomorrow on the way too.